You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Well, it's now official. The Texas House today approved the redistricting map that would give the GOP 5 winnable seats. And that sets up a showdown between the Lone Star State and California. So, Phil, I guess it's game on now with Texas House actually passing that.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, it'll actually be, you know, part of the law that they're going to want to change. It's going to incorporate the fact that, you know, Texas goes first with this and California's following suit. This is, you know, something the Democrats were fearful of, that the legislatures in the red states would start to refigure their districts in order to put more Republicans in the House of Representatives. They're worried that Florida could be next or another state. And so Democrats, Gavin Newsom, picked up the megaphone and said, we're going to draw the line here and we're going to do it as well. It's conflicting a lot of Democrats initially because they said, you know, we don't necessarily think that the politicians should be drawing the lines. We're trying to get away from partisanship. We're trying to make things, you know, more democratic. But they say fire with fire. And Barack Obama's given his blessing. And for Democrats, that's about as good as it's going to get for a battle cry.
Now, to review, California can't just do a tit for tat. They can't go to Sacramento and say, here, pass this because of the commission that draws the district lines.
Right. You know, some people think that, you know, something like how Congress is picked or the lines that are drawn for congressional districts is something like under the Constitution or a federal idea, that there's a federal rules that would govern all states. But the fact is that every state has a different way of doing it. And California, up until about 10 years ago, did it the way Texas did it. The legislators would draw the lines. But Arnold Schwarzenegger said, no, what we need is partisan people, you know, to draw the lines. So they're not as political. And he got that. And the voters overwhelmingly voted for it. And they've reaffirmed it. So that's why Gavin Newsom and the Democrats have to pass this through the legislature. And then they have to take the maps they're drawing and put that in front of voters along with a bill that would constitutionally allow them to skip over that commission for the next three election cycles. It's kind of complex. They've only got one more day to do it in, but it looks like it's going to get done because I've never seen anything move this fast.
So, you know, where are we going with this? All right, Texas did it. Now California does. All right, if California does Florida do it? If Florida does, okay, does some blue state do it? Does Illinois do it to wipe out the Republican districts there?
That's the fear, or that's the thought. Now, here's the reality is. The reality is, in order to do this, you need super majorities. You need to have the governor and the legislature in the state ready to roll on this. And that's not necessarily the case, Steve. You know, sometimes you have a Democratic governor, but, you know, it's not an overwhelming Democratic or Republican legislature. And when it comes to drawing congressional lines, all of a sudden people can start saying, no, I'm not. And so I think there's only a few select states. The next one would likely be Florida. The bigger issue here, the long-term one at least, is that what's happening is that if people are leaving blue states like California. We were already losing one congressional seat because people moving out of the state, and we're on track in the next couple of years at the next census to possibly lose up to four. And where are those people going? They're going to red states. Are they going to make those red states more blue, or are they going to be moving into districts that are gerrymandered to send Republicans to Congress? That's the long game here, and it's not pretty, and it doesn't look like this partisan battle is going to end up, you know, with a truce or a ceasefire anytime soon.
Yeah, more to come. Phil, thank you. Our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.